You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Ryan.
Hi, it's Jana. How are you?
You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
The introduction was brought to you by Misty.
Yay!
She decided to join us on this episode. So, after her famous fart incident.
Yes, we had to have her back.
Well, 118 people downloaded the episode.
Yes.
It's kind of disturbing that many people.
Scary.
Downloaded my fart.
What if there's like people that play it over and over again that just like
jack
just,
off to it?
Yeah, just to hear you fart.
It's like, God, yeah,
Yeah, they got it on loop.
Yeah. So we all just got back from Chili's. We had lunch. That was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good.
I didn't have any beans.
I had beans.
I had meat.
You had a quarter of a hamburger.
It was still meat.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Meat's meat.
Okay, well, we were discussing meat at the table at lunch. Mm-hmm. Ryan was talking about how he can never have gay friends because once they find out that he's not gay, they don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. So we'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, basically, it kind of works like how... basically, the same guy ways when a straight guy's pursuing a chick and then they... you hang out with them, and then they find out that she's not interested. All of a sudden, they lose interest, and they never see him again. They're like, oh my God, what happened?
Let's just be friends.
We were friends. Yes. And so that seemed to happen to me a lot in high school.
Why did you do that to me? You're like so horrible.
In middle school, back in the day.
Middle school?
Yeah. The first guy was like, he was like hanging out with me all the time, and all of a sudden, he just stopped hanging out with me. And I couldn't figure out why. And then, like, 2 months later, his sister told me, she's like, he had a big old crush on you. And then...
Ryan, you broke his heart.
I'm sorry. Sad. And, yeah, apparently...
You could have, like,
he thought
him
I was
suck
at least,
a nipple or something.
Oh, really? You know.
Probably not.
Wink at him or something.
Even if I was, though, he's totally not.
Take your
not
shirt off and let him take a picture so he can, you know, have something.
What was wrong with him? Why didn't he... Which, if you were gay, what's your type?
It'd probably have to be someone feminine.
You know? Dick.
Okay. Like,
because yeah. I'd totally be...
Like, summer...
No.
We shouldn't discuss names.
No.
We don't discuss...
Yeah, but...
you know who I'm talking about, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Do we have a... No.
Okay.
No, not like that.
Okay. That's a little bit too much.
That's, yeah, like, that's a little...
If you're going to be gay, you want a man, right?
Okay. I'd probably... my friend Brian would be... Brian, if you're listening, wink, wink.
Uh-oh. How old's Brian?
He's a little bit younger than
me.
He's like 19.
Well, they know our ages. What are your guys' ages?
I'm 27.
Yeah, Misty's 27. I'm 21.
Oh. Woo! The chicken of the group.
Jesus.
Fuckers.
Sweat for Jesus, baby.
But you were saying something about your beard.
Oh, yeah. But after I grew, like, the beard, if anybody's looked on the website and seen me, the beard, apparently...
Oh, please.
Men don't enjoy the beards. Shut up, mister. I've got pictures of my eyes on the computer. Like, just
where?
Pictures of you in black and white.
Aww.
Like, this corner of your face.
So?
You love this corner
jealous?
Of your face.
It's my good size.
Anyway, but yeah, the beard, ever since I grew the beard, it's never happened. Like, I assume that's the relationship, but I don't
sort
know.
Sort of like the stealth for Gator, so
my
it's
phone
like...
went off.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
maybe
like, the beard
does
just
it
like
pick
creates
it up,
this
you
little
know?
Illusion that, oh... There's nobody there.
It's like, I don't understand. There's not
it's
a
like,
blip
oh
here. There's not. There's just like...
But see, that doesn't
there
work.
And then boom, it's gone.
Yeah, that doesn't work like in the bear cub community. They'd
the
be all over you like white
yeah,
ice.
But
what? They're sluts.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Have any of you worked at ICT?
No.
No. No.
Why, is there a bunch of them there?
Yeah. There's one in particular who's, like, pretty high on the food chain.
Write their name down. We don't want to say any names, so we always write their names down.
This sheet of paper is going to have a lot of incriminating names on it. Like, if anyone got a hold of this, if this fell into the wrong hands, there'd be trouble.
No, I don't know that person to you.
What is that? What?
I think it was my cell phone.
Like, you can talk. Excuse us for this short delay. We have a very urgent phone call.
So, have you ever had a lesbian hit on you?
Comment on that subject.
What?
Well, oh hell no.
Didn't you used to hang out at, like, gay bars with Melissa? How would that not happen? Monkeys, huh?
No, yes.
Spill it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I used to live with a very, very...
Is she good? Yeah, yours. Did you enjoy her?
She never did anything with her.
She was like a sister.
Why not?
She was like a family friend. Jesus sister Christ. Kind
incest is best.
She was roommate thing.
Don't bring West Virginia into this conversation. I was going to save that till last, but I think I'll tell the joke now.
Go right ahead.
What do you call the sweat between two West Virginians having sex?
I don't know, Ricky. What do you call it?
Relative humidity.
Good times.
And for those people who, like, it went over their head, that's family.
Yeah.
But that's real family. That's not
exactly
gay family.
That's real, real family. You know,
that's like brother and sister family.
My sister cousin...
My sister is my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother.
Yes. She is the shit.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay, so, what else?
How does that even happen? Like, I'm trying
It's not possible. I'm sure. Okay. In West Virginia, it can be possible, though.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
With clone technology.
Yeah. And a goat.
Oh, that'd be weird. I wonder if, like, if clones came out, if, like, it would be a faux pas to, like, have sex with your clone. You know what I mean? And I wonder if, like, in the future,
yeah,
gay marriage
is
legal,
if the clone
finally
thing
broken
comes
down
out,
the barriers and whatnot.
Yes,
and
I
then
would fuck
clone.
What the fuck? Why not?
Clones come out, and then they're trying to get clone marriage. I wonder if that's, the future.
That would be cool.
Well, you know, if you allow two gay men to marry, then they'll want to start marrying their horses.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll want to start marrying their clones when we have that.
Yeah,
one.
I'm pretty sure, like, if I married a man, I would want to have sex with a horse.
I want to marry a duck.
That's the next step, duh. Yes. That's why you get married to a man, because you want to have sex with a horse.
And, you know, the good thing about marrying an animal, if it ever pisses you off and you kill it, you know, no problem.
Oh, that kind of brought me down there.
That's like a bestiality spousal abuse.
Well,
that's
animal.
A Lifetime original.
They're animals, so it doesn't matter.
This week on Lifetime Originals. Yes.
For women.
Meredith Baxter.
For women and gays.
My mother. Meh.
My mother hates me. Oh, that was funny.
Lifetime, if you're
you,
watching, we
us.
Recorded that, and that's ours. You're gonna buy that from us,
right, honey? We want some cha-ching for that one.
Throw some
We're
cash
not cheap,
this way.
Honey.
Oh, we have 188 people have downloaded the last episode.
Thank you, people. Woo! Can we please hit 200?
I think we will.
I want to. I
think we will.
That'll make me so wet.
Okay.
It probably.
What about you, Ryan?
Would it make you
wet?
Just to see that number 200.
It would make you very tingly.
Yes.
I'd be happy.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
I don't know about tinglings and wetness. But
were you tingly today when someone hit on you at the restaurant?
Oh. Yeah. No, because I didn't realize it until after work.
I'll pour this ice down your shirt.
Yes,
so hot.
Make you so...
And I looked at Ryan, and Ryan was like...
Actually, no. What he said is, do you want me to pour this glass of ice down your shirt? Because then it'll steam.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then I was like, does that mean I'm just really hot?
And he looked at me and was like... He's cute.
You're wet.
How old is he? You said he was your age, right?
He's my age.
That's too young.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit older.
That's too young for me.
No, he's a little younger than you.
Oh, really?
He was born April 28th. Or August 28th.
Of what year?
Oh, wow.
Same year.
Oh. That's crazy.
That's scary.
Special.
I'm old.
How old are you?
Lifetime 29.
That's not old.
No, that's old.
Have you turned
29? That's old in the gay world.
Have you turned 29 already?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'll be 27 this year, so it's not that far.
Yeah, but like after you reach 25 in the gay world, it's all over. It's the end. There's no more.
Speak for yourself. Now I definitely couldn't start now, you know? I mean,
I'm like mummified right now.
That'd be too late.
Whatever.
But I always have like these guys, like when I went up to the bar in Orlando, like, you know, I know I'm not like old and I know I'm not like super young, but it kind of makes me feel good when like an 87-year-old gay guy's hitting on me.
That's so nice.
I'm like, well, I'm young enough for him.
Yes.
Somebody he's a billionaire.
Yeah, I know. Dang. You should just you know.
Get your name in that will.
I don't think I want any wrinkled things in my mouth right now.
You could just keep telling, like, I just want to wait.
I just want to. I want to wait till we're married.
We have to be married first.
I'm a good Christian boy. I don't like, you know.
I'm Catholic.
I am from the South, and I am very, very. Traditional. I like to hold hands the first couple weeks.
That's almost scary how good you're doing
that. Yeah.
I know, it's really scary.
Have you done this before?
Actually,
I'm sure.
Actually, I have pulled the Southern twang out before at a bar.
Really?
Because nice. It would stuck be someone from mouth, like, right? California or, you know, from another country, and they just like love Southern accents. I'm like, oh, really? Oh my gosh.
You sound like almost like the
Georgia.
Guy Kelly Pickler.
For who?
You sound like almost the guy Kelly Pickler.
Oh.
Wait, just say calamari for me real quick.
Calamari.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
There you go.
Calamari.
What's that? I never had calamari. I crawled the ants.
It's deep fried fish.
And if you're from the South, you call them crawdads, not crawfish.
Yes.
Crawdads.
Thank you.
It's crawdads.
Thank you.
Crawdaddies.
Crawdads.
So, me and Gina, or Gina and I, discussed our first times on the pilot episode, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So, we decided that since we have a couple straight people in our group now.
Yes, because this is their second time, and so they're no longer virgins.
And it doesn't happen that we have this many straight people around us at one time, except for at work. And church.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
That was the cricket noise. The crickets are supposed to happen there. So, anyway, we decided, or Gina and I decided, that Ryan and Misty were going to tell us about their first times.
No, Misty, you should totally go first.
Really,
yes, ladies first. Come on, Misty.
No,
let's go.
Ladies
okay.
First type situation.
Was he big?
No.
He was small?
He was average.
But
no.
So you decided that
wait
since
a minute.
You were
you
there.
Have to
let's
understand
see what
the
average
story
is for.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, and that's what we want to hear.
Was. What is, wait a minute. First
so you,
of all.
So you also figured that while you were there, you might as well go ahead and just do it anyway, huh?
Okay. Everyone talk at one time.
Okay.
Why?
What
are we doing this for?
Okay, now just Misty.
How big was it? We won't link.
Okay. As far as length, I'd probably say about that.
That's not average. That's
average.
Bigger
that's
average.
That's pretty big.
Really?
Wow.
The average is like 5.5.
Yeah, it's like 5.5.
It's small.
Get out a measuring tape.
You're just
you're getting smaller.
You're just like,
see, look at that. Women are opposite of men.
It's
men
the
are
fish
always
story
big.
In reverse.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, I caught a fish.
I caught a fish.
He
fish
is so big. Look, he is like,
it was a geppy.
And you're like, was he that wide or that long?
Was his dick stunted at growth or what?
So anyway, what happened?
Well, first of all, it was a friend of theirs.
Yeah.
Who is it? Garrett?
No. God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we're not supposed to say names. We'll
whoops.
Take that out.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
No, we won't.
Yeah. We'll cut that in final view.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it in our theme song. Garrett. Garrett. Garrett.
I think you just did.
Yeah. Hello.
Ask and you shall receive.
Okay.
No, so he was a friend of theirs, and he just got back from Iraq. And the first time I met him was like the second week of January. And I had a party on Friday, February 13th. Got trashed. And so did he. He drank like a whole bottle of whiskey. He
took advantage of
it. Ooh, whiskey.
Yeah.
Was there cocaine there?
No.
Oh, darn. Whiskey and cocaine go together.
And, no, just
that's it.
That's sex. That's it. Oh, and this was only a few.
Any
years
special
ago.
Position?
Did you get off?
Did you
get
off? What's up?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good thing you didn't get.
So did you spit or swallow?
No.
Neither with him.
With him.
Ooh.
Well, okay. You want to elaborate on that one?
Yeah. Which ones did you do that with?
Number two.
Or should we save that for another episode?
You should save it for another.
Let me write that down.
On the infamous notebook.
Right. Of everyone that we
So
screwed.
He liked it and talked to me for like 2 weeks after that. And we hung out like all the time.
See, if
like
had
we
a
would
closing,
hang out like at his house.
What did he look at you like? Like he was in like
he wouldn't even
like
look
had
at
sex
me.
With a friend or something?
I don't know.
That's odd.
See, you should have blew him. Then he would have talked to you.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, men like that.
Not him.
He doesn't?
No. He doesn't.
Oh.
Do
oh. Well, I don't know, because I didn't until...
No. Okay, wait a minute. She asked us a lie.
What did you say, Misty?
What was that, Miss Thing?
Because I am all about blowjobs.
Okay, Miss?
Oh, yes!
You like to give them?
High five.
Yes.
High five. You go, girl.
We love you for
Sorry, that. I do. Okay, Ryan, you were saying.
Thanks for that clarity. Thank you for that clarity.
I was just going to say that I didn't used to until...
What? Give or receive?
Until...
receive.
Oh.
I didn't used to like to give until this man just forced his hard cock in my mouth.
And I'm like, oh my god, I love you.
And then I was like,
yes.
No, it was just
good.
Basically...
it's good.
The giver was...
Good. Still,
the person, the one who changed my opinion was very good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so your first time around. Do we need to write that down?
It doesn't really matter, but...
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, my first time was actually kind of a funny story. I was like 14 and rollerblading around.
14?
Yeah.
And I stumbled and fell in her pussy.
Yeah, close. I was rollerblading around and then met this one chick that I actually didn't like.
One?
But she was like, come here and sit down. And I was,
wait, when you say one chick, do you mean like 18 or do you mean
no,
like 15?
No, I mean 15? Like one.
No, I mean like age.
Oh, yeah, like something like that. Yeah, she was like same age as
me. Oh, okay,
me.
Okay, okay.
So, and then she was messing with my hair and I have a big thing about my hair, like the back of my head and stuff, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Ever since that guy grabbed the back of your head and forced his cock in your mouth, yes. You've had a problem with that, yes. Right?
Don't touch the back of my head. Leave it alone. No.
Sensitive back there.
Your dick in my mouth. No, stop.
I'm still scarred.
No, please. No.
It's healing from where the dick went the back of.
See the scars in the back of my throat? He scarred me for life. Okay. I was going to be an opera singer, but...
This story's about Ryan. Let's let it be
My opera days are over with.
Anyway, we went to the back of this house that was for sale. And did it in the backyard.
Ooh.
On the ground. Outdoors. And I never took my rollerblades off.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So, Garrett, when I told Garrett the story, he was like, I'm pretty sure you were in a porn that you didn't know about. Like some weird underage kid porn.
Ugh.
You know? With rollerblades. And the guy was like, I want him to have rollerblades.
I bladed your mother.
Yeah, so then I rollerbladed home, and on the way home, tripped, fell, and injured my face a lot.
14? That's young.
Yeah. And people had already found out by the time I got to school the next day. like where it had
gotten. Then someone
out.
Was filming.
But
that.
The funny thing was, is
they must work at the same
my
place.
My face
did.
Was all messed up from falling on my rollerblades. They're like, "Oh my god, you guys must have got crazy." And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it was hot.
We were like animals.
Yeah. That's wow. Why there's blood.
She's a tigress.
Yeah. Wow. She beat me up.
Yes. In more ways than one.
Yes.
Yeah, but
how
I don't
do you
know
what to do at 14.
I don't know. No. Just kind of. Yeah.
You know, show me yours and I'll show you mine.
It's nature, Ricky. It's.
There again, I.
Was never explained the birds and the bees.
That
yeah.
Just. The bees.
The bees and the bees. Yeah. You got halfway through the bees and then, like, got interrupted.
Right. Thanks, Dad.
By a phone call. Well, Ricky, let me tell you. A guy has a penis. Oh, beep, 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 beep. Oh, I'll be right back.
And then in my head, I'm going, guys have penises. Guys have penises. Guys have... I love penis. I love penis. I love penis.
Oh, my God. You just made yourself out to be, like, an alligator. Like, how they always are, like, don't feed the alligators because then they'll go... Food, people, food, people. People are food. And I, you just basically dissed yourself. You're like, I have the brains of an alligator.
Well, that's alright.
If we flip Ricky over, will he go to sleep?
Probably. I'm sure. I'm sure he would.
I'm not
oh,
the
should
gossip.
We spring the secret question for Ricky up now?
Oh, yes.
Oh God! I heard
Ricky.
You under my sink. What is going on with that?
We have a question about.
Yes. We're curious minds want to know.
All three of us.
Yes. Why is it that the cabinets are wider than the like thing that they're on?
The cabinet doors.
The cabinets look cleaner.
Yeah, the doors.
Than the actual what? The doors of the cabinets look cleaner than the actual cabinet part.
You mean the top part?
No, the side. The
like
face.
Like see how there's the door and then like the. Area around it seems like
it's not.
I don't know. What does it look like?
Well, it looks like
it looks like you had cleaned the doors, but was like
without
the rest of it.
Yeah, and just
like
the
I
rest of it.
Cleaned sloppy or something.
No,
it was just it was weird.
Well, like why were all three of you in the bathroom at one time anyway?
We were having a conversation.
Yes, we were having a conference on the show. Yes, we were discussing.
Yeah, we were warming up.
Yes. There's great acoustics in there.
Yes,
there is.
Okay. In fact, that's where we're recording from now.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that.
Really good. Really
did
good.
You all clean up after that?
Oh, yes. Okay. It's spotless now.
I ran the tub. For a second, you know, clean out the bottom.
Yes. It was messy.
Okay. Well, now we're going to play a game. Death is not an option.
Oh, yeah.
We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 groups this time.
Wow. You've been working hard.
Oh, we only have, we have 8 minutes.
So we're going to wind up going over again.
So
we're
going
to have
be
to
the
talk
death
about
is not an option
stuff
lightning
later.
Around.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, checking stuff off. Remember that death is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to ask Misty this time. Death is not an option.
All of them?
Yes. All of them. Which, most of them are all men, so I guess that's okay. Ryan had the men last time.
He enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
He loves the smile
men.
On his face.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Okay. Damn, Misty.
She's
you're
so
like
easy.
Time management and shit.
I want to answer it.
Okay. Death is not an option.
Yes.
And remember, you have to have sex with one of these guys, one of these people.
Yes.
Apparently, it's butt sex. That's what they told me.
If she wants, go for it.
You don't have to do that. You can do it the regular way if you want.
I have an extra.
That's boring. That's so boring.
Donald Rumsfeld or George Bush? Death is not an option.
Can I go into a coma?
No.
Sorry.
Guess Bush.
Oh,
she likes the Bush.
Because then I could be like,
she's a lesbian.
Bush.
She's got
I
some
fucked
Bush.
Over.
Don't call him the next morning because he deserves it.
Okay, Condoleezza Rice or Laura Bush?
Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
Ooh,
she's kind of manly.
Lesbian.
Yeah, she's kind of manly. Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton?
Or both.
I'd say Bill.
Bill. Yeah. When you're all about blowjobs and he is too.
Yeah. Yeah. Loves them. Yeah. Perfect match.
Just make sure you wear a blue dress.
And don't talk to anyone with a huge nose.
That's right. Exactly. And make sure you get it dry cleaned immediately.
Right. Mr. Rogers or Captain Kangaroo?
Mm. Won't you please be my neighbor?
Mr. Rogers.
Yes. He's probably a little kinky after he gets his sweater off.
You know he was arrested for like smuggling drugs?
Really?
Yes.
Someone else was telling me that he had like Navy tattoos.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Was
that you?
Navy tattoos on his arms.
Yeah.
That's why he wears sweaters.
That was in the meeting there.
Because he was like a sniper.
Man.
Okay,
work subject.
This is the battle of the serial killers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which neither one were interested in you or females.
Right.
But anyway, Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh,
he gives
he
good
ate
head.
People.
Yeah, he did.
He gave a good
at least
head.
John Wayne Gacy
at least
buried
he
the people.
Well, see, that's just it. He consumed them.
It's the perfect crime.
Let, yes. He just let them
rot
under the
you want
house.
Him to eat you and your special
place. Come to Carpet World.
The roast beef slices. What do they call it? The roast beef curtain? Okay, last. Two crazy people. Crazy versus crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
Tom Cruise or Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee Herman.
Yes, I agree.
In a heartbeat.
At least he likes porn.
Yeah, because
yeah, exactly.
If Tom Cruise got you pregnant, you'd be all over. You're going to be trapped in his mansion in like a
right.
cell somewhere.
With your alien baby.
Mm-hmm. It's going to have a sonogram on you all.
Yes.
And then like a cocoon will shoot out of there at one point. Like on
that. You would be the alien commander's baby's mama.
The alien commander.
He'd probably call you breeder or something like that, you know? Yeah. I bet that's what Tom Cruise calls women.
I'm sad.
They're breeders.
This is the end of the show.
Okay, this is the end of our
this
show.
Sucks.
It's time. I know. But in order to back up more shows, we have to stop at 30 minutes.
Yes. We're gonna be
so we want to remind you that you can visit us at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Please, please.
Also, remember that when you go to our website to sign up on our kingdom map so we know where you're calling or where you're actually at.
Yes.
But we have one person. And it was not gays okay.
No.
I'm kind of upset with that. But, oh,
yes,
Missy, you signed on?
Yes,
and Ryan?
Yeah, it didn't, like, I couldn't find it, so I think I did it wrong.
Well,
we'll do it here.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm going to put a picture on there.
But we have.
Canada.
Yeah, he's from Canada. But he also wants to start up his own podcast because he listened to mine.
Oh,
so. I know, right? Or, I'm
you're
sorry,
already
hours.
You're
hours.
You.
You're there is no I in team, but there sure is a me.
Oh, yeah. And meat. If you rearrange it, it spells meat.
Meat of the team.
Also, remember you can go to iTunes and download us.
Subscribe, please.
Look for Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
And also go to podcastalley.com and vote for Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
So we're going to say goodbye for now.
Yes.
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
We have a great
you.
Week.
Yes.
Bye.
Fuck you.
You tell them, Carly. Clouds in my coffee, gone.